First meditation this morning, pondering the truths of Christmas. I'm going to read from Luke 2, 8 to 20 to begin. At the end of this, you'll hear that Mary's hearing all these things that the shepherd's telling her, and it says that she treasured them up, pondering them in her heart. And so we'll begin at verse 8 in Luke 2. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. All who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it was told them. For Mary, it's been quite an interesting 9 months or so. For Mary, she's a young teenage girl, most people think. She's making plans and dreaming of her life with her future husband, Joseph. Of all the young men in Nazareth, Joseph was one of great character. Already, Joseph had a great talent. He had a great work ethic as a carpenter. It's probably amazing the things that Joseph could make already. For Mary and Joseph, they loved the Lord and followed his ways. Perhaps their families traveled together as they would go down to Jerusalem for Passover and all the festivals in which they would make their way to Jerusalem and talk to one another. For them, everything was typical until the angel Gabriel showed up. Angel Gabriel showed up to Mary and says, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But as you can imagine, she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Mary, don't be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb, you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Mary, he will be great. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And Mary, the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever. Mary, his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, How can this be? I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, and she was called barren. Know this, Mary, nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be. Let it be according to your word." Mary, a virgin, will give birth to the Son of God. It's a miracle like no other. The infinite God will take on human flesh and become an infant. She will carry him in her womb. She will carry him in her arms and nurse him until he grows. And Gabriel said he'll be a king. He'll be a king and he'll be great. He'll be a king, he'll be great, and he'll have the throne of David given to him, and he will reign forever. Things for Mary have miraculously changed. But Joseph, will Joseph believe this story? His future wife is already pregnant. It's not his child. You'd have to wrestle with that for a little while. You'd have to wonder, is Mary telling me the truth? This is a miracle? Was he angry, thinking, how could she do this to me? No matter, he loved Mary. He was a man of good character. He was interested in her care and her good, so as he's trying to figure out, he thought in his mind, I'll just divorce her quietly. I'll end this agreement to be married and just do it quietly so she's not shamed. But God sends an angel to Joseph to explain the miracle of this child. While Joseph is sleeping, the angel of the Lord shows up, says, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Joseph, she will bear a son. You'll call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel told him. He took Mary as his wife. Joseph believed the miracle. This child is a child of God. This is not of human origin. And the message to Joseph about this child was a little different than Mary's message. Gabriel told Mary that Jesus would be a king, that he would reign forever on the throne of David. And the angel told Joseph, give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. For Mary and Joseph, this all had to be fascinating and unbelievable at the same time. They would have this internal awe and wonder of all these things that the angels told them, all the while I'm sure family and friends and probably murmured, gossiped, and slandered their marriage arrangement. Fast forward, it's almost time to give birth, so in God's perfect timing, they have to travel about 80 miles down to Bethlehem. For you who have bared children, that had to be just hard. Just hard. They had to go down and register in their hometowns, and so she goes down to Bethlehem, and she gives birth to him in a manger, in a feeding trough. For us, we're not used to barns around here, so think of a very dirty dog dish. That's what she laid him in. For Mary and Joseph, they're probably thinking, well, this isn't the best start for raising a king. But it's God's perfect plan. Jesus can identify with the rich, can identify with the poor. And in the meantime, as they lay him in the manger, out in a field where their shepherds are, angels show up to announce his birth, this glorious birth, the arrival of the king. They didn't go to the public square, they didn't go to the news agencies of the time, but they go to a field where their shepherds, just common, ordinary people like you and me, to announce the great news. One angel shows up to the shepherds, and they're full of fear, as you can imagine. This is like a military army angels. Sometimes we go to the malls and we shop for angels and we see them kind of motherly. And that's a nice thought. But in the scriptures, they're always in the masculine. They're in the male gender, and this idea of a heavenly army of hosts. So this first angel shows up and he says, fear not, I bring you good news, a great joy for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Then a whole army shows up. Think of the Navy SEALs showing up in all their might in the sky with the glory of God around them. And they're proclaiming glory to God in the highest and peace among his people in whom he's well pleased. So the shepherds go. They tell Mary and Joseph everything that they heard from these angels. And it says Mary treasured up all these things in her heart, pondering them. A divine son. A king that will reign forever and save his people from their sins and give them peace. She had to be sitting there looking at this child in the feeding trough and wondering, what's this going to look like? You know, I have a couple kids, and me and my wife will sit back and we'll think, what is this going to look like in 5 or 10 years? What will they be doing? She's pondering these things in her heart. One of the fun things to do at Christmas time is to take a gift and try to guess what it's in it, right? Is it something you were hoping for? Or something that you can't wait to return the next day? It's a fun game to play. For Mary, for you, and for the world, this child, Jesus, is a gift. He's a king. He's one who comes to save us from our sins and to give us peace even now. But you must decide what to do with him. He's a gift. Is he something that you fall in love with, that you receive and embrace? Or is he one that you will reject at your own peril? For Mary, she pondered and treasured all these truths in her heart and wondered how it will happen. How will Jesus become a king in a Roman world? This is a Roman Empire. How will Jesus become king? And how will Jesus save his people from their sins? Isn't this what the sacrifices are for? And peace? Only God can bring peace. She will have to wait. She'll have to watch. And then she will see. For you, you have to decide. He's a gift. Will you receive him? Will you receive him? Let's pray before we sing the next song. Heavenly Father, it's good just to sit and ponder these truths, for they're amazing in the announcements of what they proclaim. And so we have to decide, is he a king? Is he truly one who can make me acceptable before God by taking away my sins? Is he really the one who can give me peace? And how does that happen? Lord, show us tonight. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.